Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 22 with some controversial statements, and we talk a little bit about that today. Today we're in the Book of Sirach, chapter 22, and our practice is in verse 13. Do not talk much with the stupid, or visit the unintelligent. Beware of them, lest you have trouble and be spattered when they shake themselves off. Avoid them, and you will find rest, and not be wearied by their lack of sense. In Ben Sirach's time, the society was much more hierarchical and class-based, with intelligence and knowledge seen as markers of status and worth. Stupidity was considered a character flaw and a sign of inferiority. And those who were perceived as unintelligent were often ridiculed and marginalized. However, in modern times, there has been a shift towards greater empathy and understanding of the challenges and difficulties faced by individuals with intellectual disabilities or cognitive limitations. There is a greater emphasis on inclusivity and acceptance, with efforts to create a more compassionate and supportive society for people of all abilities. As a result, Ben Sirach's harsh portrayal of stupid people may no longer resonate with the contemporary values and attitudes. Instead, there is a growing recognition of the inherent worth and dignity of every individual, regardless of their level of intelligence or cognitive abilities. We now strive to support and empower individuals with disabilities, helping them to lead fulfilling and meaningful lives, finding peace and purpose in their unique experiences and contributions to society. Making fun of mentally challenged individuals is not only hurtful and disrespectful, but it is also discriminatory and perpetuates harmful stereotypes. Mental challenges are a result of various factors, such as genetic, environmental, and developmental, and are not something that individuals have control over. It is important to treat all individuals with compassion, empathy, and respect, regardless of their cognitive abilities. Mocking or belittling someone with a mental challenge only serves to further marginalize and isolate them and can have a serious negative effects on their self-esteem and well-being. It is crucial to promote inclusivity, acceptance, and understanding towards individuals with mental challenges, and to create a society that values diversity and treats all individuals with kindness, forgiveness, and respect. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily Lord's Prayer, our prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, deliver us from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Sirach 22. You know, the entire chapter of 22 has a lot to talk about fool's company or wisdom's peace. And I think it's a little disrespectful in many ways, the way that it discusses the desires of not being around those with foolish people. But we can understand fools do things that are harmful to them. We were once fools when we were living in sin. And so we must understand that emphasis of bringing about peace and purpose and for anyone, anytime. This poem today is a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It comes from the entire chapter of 22. It surrounds verse 13. It's titled, Fool's Company or Wisdom Peace. It is ongoing. In the company of fools, we find no peace. Their ignorance and foolishness never cease. Their senseless chatter and mindless talk leave us drained and exhausted like a long, hot walk. Why waste our time with those who lack wit when we could be surrounded by those who are fit? Fit in mind and spirit with wisdom to share, not those who are clueless and unaware. Avoid the unintelligent, the foolish and absurd, for they will only leave us feeling absolutely blurred. Seek out the wise, the thoughtful, and the bright, and find rest and solace in their intelligent insight. So let us steer clear of the foolish and dense, and instead surround ourselves with pure intelligence, for in their company we find absolute peace. And not be wearied by their lack of sense we release. Yeah. Amen. I am Thomas Shaw Cruz Wiggins. It's March 8th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 5:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Well, respect the stupid as much as you respect the intelligence, but that doesn't mean you hang around them and follow their lead. Amen. Let them learn from you, be their guide in sharing the beauty of living redeemed, forgiven. Amen. We know that the Lord forgives us for when we forgive others, and even the foolish and stupid are in that category too. We close today at 8:04, surrounded by angels in the name of Jesus. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.